Glory to God, Jesus is alive. He offers everyone salvation, eternal life, and infinitely more. Amen. This series is the glory of the Lord. That's the answer. The glory is actually the Lord Himself. The beautiful, one and only true God, amen, who we have the opportunity to know and have a relationship with, it's beyond human comprehension. I'm going to give some practical, scriptural things in this message. But in this series, I'm intentionally focusing on the Lord Himself. How glorious and beautiful, because that's the answer. That's the answer. And there's many keys. Repentance, daily repentance, broken and contrite spirit, so important. Meeting the Holy Spirit might be the most important. He's God Almighty. Amen. And persistence is another one, definitely. And He says in Jeremiah, "You shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart." We see in the Old Testament that when people offered a sacrifice and shed the blood of an animal, then God commanded them often to burn it in fire and parts of it in fire, and we see that again and again. Well, the blood of that blood speaks of and is a symbol of and foreshadowing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And when we apply the blood to our lives, what does that fire represent? That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So anytime you read in the Old Testament about that, you know, the Holy Spirit will reveal that to us. And so much more. Jesus shed His blood 7 times. Glory to God. The perfect sacrifice. And in Leviticus 14, in the cleansing of the leper, the cleansing of the leper is a sinner. That's us. And he sprayed 7 times with the blood of that bird. 7 times. That's symbolic of the blood of Jesus. So, recommended reading, Leviticus 14. But the key is the Holy Spirit. I mean, He's so beautiful and glorious. That's, you know, before we find Him, before finding the Holy Spirit, a person won't have any interest in the things of God. They might even be in ministry and be a faithful, you know, church member and a Christian for years, but they won't have the passion because the key is meeting the Holy Spirit, going deeper with Him. I know people who are in Christian ministry and they're doing great work, you know, God will thank them, but their focus is on things other than the anointing, the presence of Jesus. So that the answer really, it is the presence of Jesus. That's God Almighty. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. And another key, I'll finish up with this, such a key, going directly to Him. God has only children, no grandchildren. No, we don't go through anyone else. That if we go through anything or anyone else, that will fail. But He never fails. Amen. Amen. Glory to King Jesus forever. Amen.